demonstrations across the country. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The release of police body cam footage of a man being fatally beaten in Memphis, sparking nationwide protests. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
The victim, 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, allegedly died in the hands of Memphis police earlier this month. Body cam video of his beating triggered demonstrations Friday and Saturday. Most of those protests have been peaceful so far. Five officers now fired and facing second-degree murder charges.
The Memphis PD disbanding the Scorpion unit that included those officers. One person is dead and four others wounded in a shooting in Baltimore Saturday night. A woman and a two-year-old were shot while driving in a car, which was then involved in an accident that injured a six-year-old. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott discussing his outrage over the shooting at a press briefing.
More than anything, it should be anger for all of us. We're talking about someone dead, a woman shot, a child shot, another child injured, another person shot. Over what?
Police are asking for the public's help in their investigation. Israel planning to toughen Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank following shootings in Jerusalem.
Police say a Palestinian teenager opened fire, wounding a father and his son. They were both rushed to hospital and are said to be in a stable condition. This follows that deadly attack outside an Israeli synagogue. Seven people shot dead there, amongst them a 70-year-old woman. Another 10 people were wounded in what Israeli police are calling a terror attack. Police shot dead that attacker and have since made up 40 arrests. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is sending hundreds more troops to the West Bank.
That's Fox's Kitty Logan in London. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit the Middle East starting this weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New surveillance and police body cam video showing Paul Pelosi's attack is released. Fox's Christina Coleman has more details from Los Angeles.
The 42-year-old suspect in this case, David DePapp, has been described as a homeless man with a history of mental illness and drug abuse. The surveillance video of the October 28th incident involving DePapp appears to show him breaking into the back of Pelosi's San Francisco home. Mr. Pelosi was still able to call 911, and he sounds hesitant to get off the phone with the operator. Now, authorities say DePapp fractured Paul Pelosi's skull by swinging a hammer into his head after breaking into his home. Police body camera footage shows the attack.
Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to watch the video. Meanwhile, Paul Pelosi's alleged attacker, David DePapp, issuing a disturbing apology during a call with the KTVU newsroom on Friday.
I want to apologize to everyone. I messed up. What I did was really bad. I'm so sorry. I didn't get more of them. It's my own fault. No one else is to blame. I should have come better prepared.
The Kansas City metro area is undergoing a crisis with four of their animal shelters. They are out of space for large dogs.
The organizations say that fewer people are adopting, leading to an influx of animals staying in shelters longer. The Kansas shelters are currently housing 170 dogs larger than 30 pounds, and they've had 430 requests from the public to surrender large dogs in just the past 2 weeks. Recommendations to help out with pet overcrowding include fostering or adopting a large dog, taking found animals to be scanned demand for a microchip and making donations or volunteering.
That's Fox's Jane Fergus. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.